The rest of the story. Archie was a wagon painter. This is 100-plus years ago. He painted those fancy little designs on horse-drawn wagons and carriages. He painted furniture also, earned him a good living and a decent professional reputation. But the wagon painter from Bedford, Ohio, had a sense of humor, something he suppressed while trimming a carriage. He expressed instead these ideas in his humorous drawings, sideline sketches, depicting children mostly, children in funny everyday situations. And then every now and then, Archie would sell one or two. But this is the rest of the story. July 4, 1875, Archie went down to the parade ground in Wellington to watch the holiday festivities. And yet, despite the pomp and the ceremony and the shiny buttoned uniforms, it was a small group of unadorned yet enthusiastic participants that caught his eye. They were not really part of the parade, and yet their dancing and prancing and pretend soldiering was so hilarious that Archie decided to sketch them. He characterized them as proud, preening, fresh-faced army recruits, eager for battle and yet still clad in civilian clothing. And then Archie took the sketch to a friend, a photographer named Jim Ryder, and he asked, "How do you like it?" Well, now Jim responded in any way other than the one he did, we would probably not be talking about either of them here, but what Archie's photographer friend said was, in essence, "Why don't you get serious?" There was nothing wrong with funny drawings, he told Archie, but lurking behind the humor of those pompous paraders was something powerful. "Why don't you take that same scene," Jim Ryder advised, "and let the drama emerge?" Well, Archie took his friend's advice. The wagon painter got two acquaintances and his own father, a Baptist minister, to pose for the three main characters in the revised portrait. And when it was completed, Archie's delighted photographer friend helped him make chrome lithograph copies, a few dozen at first and then a few hundred, and they sold them for $10 each. 10,000 chromolithographs later, Archie and Jim were rich men. Archie repainted that portrait some 14 times with minor variations, but the three principal characters remained the same, their faces modeled after a neighbor named Hugh Mosher, a boy named Harry Devereaux, and the artist's own preacher father Samuel, whose determined visage glares for all time from the center of one of the world's most famous paintings. Archie, whose career as a serious portraitist began in his 40th year, was soon recognized exclusively as such. And yet for all of the dignified portraits that he would subsequently paint, none ever achieved the renown of that one that began as a joke. The painting, based on the sketch originally entitled Fourth of July Musicians. For you see, of the three principal subjects of that drawing, of the three jubilant celebrants prancing around the Wellington parade ground, one was playing a fife, and the other two were beating on drums. And you're ahead of me now, aren't you? Well, you know what happened when artist Archie Archibald Willard transformed those men from parade ground clowns to Revolutionary War soldiers. And you know that he retitled his work The Spirit of 76. Only now you know the rest of the story.